I'll keep refining it, but I don't know. Even with my 130-foot wire when I got back, it was still difficult to get the message out. So probably either going to, I got to meet up with Greg and get that amp from too. I don't know if he told you that or if I told you that, but I got it. SWR was like off the charts, and then gave it back to him, and he popped it open, and one of the caps was like broken loose or something. So he's got it up and running now, so I think that would make a big difference. But again, if I don't have a resonant antenna, there's no point. I have a NFET half wave, but I was deployed like I don't know. I have to. It was definitely a learning experience, so now I'm going to just dial it all in, and I know what I got to do. But I'm still shopping for antennas. I was looking at the ATAS, and I'm very close to buying it and just buying a DigiRig for my 857. To me, that's like the perfect ARPSC radio because it just does everything. So that might be the route I take, but I don't know how that ATAS is going to do mounted on the vet rail without a counterpoise.